Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
My, oh my. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Get us there. Take us anywhere you go. Podcast later on today. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I mean, that's a lot to hear.
Yeah, it is real.
I understand that. Thank you. But how sad. What a piece of crap that person is.
No kidding.
Right?
You show up and you're just out there on Pearl Street. It, by the way, Pearl Street is awesome. Is it not?
It is, yeah.
I've not been up there in a while, but man, what a good vibe up there, right? Yeah. Until yesterday. But yeah, it's a sad story. It's a very difficult story to listen to. It really is. And to think it happened right here in her backyard.
I know,
man.
Yeah.
That's scary, isn't it?
It is. It really
but it can happen anywhere. It can happen anywhere these days, right? All right, we'll get into that later on in the program after we get through a few other things. But how was your weekend?
It was good. It was busy. Yeah.
Good. I heard Carson played golf over the weekend.
Well, we tried to help him. So Friday after you left, Kabasa Van Mike and myself tried to give him golf lessons in the studio without a club and without a ball.
We just tried.
Keep your head down. Focus only on the ball.
Okay. Only on the ball. Just focus.
Don't look anywhere else.
That's what the boss told him. Keep your eyeball on the ball.
Probably worked out for you, didn't it? See?
No.
Terrible.
No,
what do you mean?
I lost like 17 balls. There's only 18 holes.
Here, let me. Have you done the math on that yet? On the 17 balls?
Yeah, he said there's 18.
Sleeves.
He said there's 18 holes.
Slit six sleeves.
And the one I did not lose, I actually hit someone on the foot that was on the other. On the other green next to us.
You hit them on the foot?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're lucky.
So I know.
Them. Yeah.
I was scared. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to hit you in the head.
That's quite the shank you have going on.
Yeah. Completely
well,
90 degree angle.
Our boss was like this. He was like, listen, we know you're a hockey player. Golf is not hockey. Golf is not hockey. Because you know he's going to go up there and Happy Gilmore it.
Oh, yeah. I've got a video for you. That proves it.
All right, six sleeves of balls. They run about $12. You lost $72 in balls.
Nice.
Well, the bad thing was my boss, my wife's, it was Bree's boss. So I lost
That's
her
That's what
balls.
I told you. And I said, are you sure you want to do this because you're going with your wife's boss? Like, that's not a good look when you can't play golf.
Yeah, they thought they were going to win the tournament, too.
But I have great news. I'll explain it later. But he had the look.
Had the look.
He had the look. Oh. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you say that if you dress well, play well, something like that?
If you look good, you feel good. And okay. if you feel good, you play good.
Okay. All right.
Lies.
That was not the case. I can tell you that was not the case.
Shot that the hell, didn't we? Yeah.
I look great, though. I did look great out there. Yeah.
I've seen you. I could just picture it in my head. I've seen you at Topgolf, okay? That's a wacky swing you got.
It's hockey. He's playing hockey out there.
Slap shot. A golf slap shot, man. All right. And your weekend was good?
It was good. It was good.
Yeah,
solid.
Yeah. I played golf over the weekend myself. I played terrible, too. So, you know, no big deal.
Nice.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But it was a great weekend.
It was beautiful.
Great, beautiful
well,
weekend.
There was a couple of storms, but.
Not too bad, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Today, we're supposed to get hail.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Thunderstorms and hail, they say.
Alexa did not tell me that. She just said a few scattered thunderstorms.
She doesn't want to scare you.
I guess not.
You got that. Bitch. You bought that Alexa that they never terrify
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's censored Alexa.
Oh, Lord.
That you God. All right. A lot to get into today with the Pearl Street thing. Let's see here. We've got bees that have escaped. Did you see those bees?
Dude, I was off grid all weekend.
Were you?
Yeah.
A truck?
I didn't even know Pearl Street happened until late last night.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that happened sometime in the afternoon, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, a truck flipped over. 14 million bees are on the loose.
Oh, I hope they're not killer bees, are they?
I don't think
so.
They're
just honeybees.
Yeah, they're just bees.
Man. Wow.
14 million. And you got to figure if a bee was in a wreck, it's pissed.
Where were they going?
I don't know. I gotta find out.
Why are bees on the move in a truck?
They were moving hives for some reason.
They can fly themselves.
I don't know.
And it's much safer.
You make a lot of good points. You do. You do. In fact, you killed the story. What the hell are you guys doing? Moving bees around,
right?
Man.
I don't even get it.
All right, we'll take a quick break here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started. It is a Monday. As I said, thunderstorms are in the forecast today, and they're saying could be severe with hail attached to it. So we'll get back to that in just a little bit. Hang on. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you look good, you play good. Right, Jamie? If you look good,
right.
you play
yes,
good.
Yes, that's right.
That's
yeah.
the way it works.
And I will tell you, it is kind of funny because, so Friday, you had already left, BJ, but Kabasman, Mike, and myself, we were asking Carson about his golf, right? He doesn't golf.
Now, how did this come up? Because when I left here on Friday, there was no mention of golf in Carson.
That's what I said to him. I said, you didn't even tell us.
No, and didn't say a word.
I know. But
why not?
Well, I think
knew
because.
It was go terrible.
Well, I think you and I are ball hogs. I don't think we ask him.
No, but even off air, I mean, just like, hey, man, you're not going to believe this, but I'm playing golf because that's a different thing for him.
Yeah, but I just don't,
I don't know what came up.
I think he doesn't think that we probably would care.
Well, and I had kind of some anxiety about it, too.
Oh, that was it.
I'm
you
not
were scared,
lie.
Weren't you? You were scared.
Because I knew it was going to go bad.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, why did I even agree to this?
So this is funny, though. So so I said to him, I go, well, do you have golf shoes? And he's like, oh, no, I haven't bought any golf shoes. I'm like, if you get the shoes, you'll feel it. And I'm like, do you have a golf glove? And he's like, no. I'm like, you got to get a golf glove because, you know, I mean, once you put that on your hand, it's like you're a professional.
Changes you.
It does. Yeah.
Instant transformation,
it
man.
It does.
As soon as you put that glove on, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah. You're a professional,
yeah.
like immediately.
Yeah.
But instead, I learned that he spent $250 on a new outfit.
Sure did.
A new outfit.
Well, I mean, so Bri and I, like, we get home on Friday and we're like, you know, we should probably, like, look the part at least. If we're not going to play the part, where I should probably look it. So we went to Park Meadows. We're like, all right. Well, I was like, honestly, I've heard that Travis Matthews, they've got some good stuff. So I've never really been in there. So let's go in there and check it out. And she's like, okay. So we go in there, and sure enough, and they have a Father's Day sale. So it was one polo and one pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. High quality stuff. Like what? One polo shirt's like $89. $150 deal.
Total.
Steal.
Yeah.
For a shirt. Wait. $150 for a shirt and a pair of shorts?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great
Travis
deal.
Matthews.
Actually,
Father's Day.
Go in there.
Father's
yeah.
Day special.
And they threw in. They actually had golf clubs.
You got a golf glove?
Glove, and it was like 20.
Wait,
like,
you're gonna wear a Travis Matthews golf glove?
Yeah. I did. And they threw it in there for free. I was like, done.
People are going to know.
I was like, man. I walking out of there, I felt like a golfer.
And yeah, I know, but if you wear a Travis Matthews golf club, people are going to know.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Who's going to tell him?
Yeah.
It needs it's like to say, Nicole's or something.
It needs to say no. TaylorMade or Callaway or something like that.
One of the golf
not,
brands.
Not a Travis whatever.
Matthews.
Yeah. I don't even know who Travis Matthews is.
He's a thing.
He's a thing. Yeah.
They got good quality stuff. They really do.
A glove is a glove, but it should say like ping or something.
Oh, okay.
You went out and spent all this money for a one day out to play golf?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a deal.
You got to look the part, BJ. I mean, everybody knows that.
Trust me. And those prices, it was actual deal.
That's right.
It is a deal.
Yeah.
It is a deal. It is a Father's Day deal.
And it's like, I'll wear the shorts more than just one
time. And you'll wear the polo again. Yeah. It's not like it's one time and throw it. He didn't throw it away.
No, but a pair of shorts and one shirt for $150 is just outrageous.
No, yeah. That's how much golf clothes cost.
No, they don't.
You have credit at the shop. You know how much it costs.
It doesn't cost $150.
No,
anyway. It doesn't cost $150.
Well, they said Father's Day deal, and I was like, yeah, I'm a dad.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Brought in a coupon. It was a good deal. I back you on that. I bet you look good.
Oh, I look great. Just strolling up to the fairway. First now, tee, everyone's watching.
But the problem is your golf glove is brand new. So yeah. It's like bright and shiny and people knew.
Yeah, no marks on it whatsoever.
Now, the people that you were playing with, at any point, did you just get the feeling that they felt like that you might be holding them up a bit?
Oh, second hole.
Oh, okay. All right. Because
absolutely.
Because, you know, when I'm playing bad and I'm playing with people that are better than me and I'm holding them up, it gets in your head. After a while. Oh, did that happen to you or you just didn't give a rat's?
No, I felt terrible.
You did.
I honestly apologized the entire time we were on the court.
Was it a scramble?
Yeah, it was a scramble. So that was a saving grace.
Yeah, that's easier.
Yeah.
But they have to take a couple of your balls.
And I was trying to get them drunk. So I was trying to, like, we were buying lots of drinks from the
so they wouldn't
bar girls. So I was like, man, maybe they'll just be like, oh, this is a great day.
He's such a nice guy buying all those drinks.
If you're getting them drunk, then you're getting drunk too, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you're getting hammered. Oh, well, yeah, it had to
I
go.
I mean, even if I was,
right.
I guarantee you I was probably better a little tipsy than I was sober.
Because you get a little more, like, loose.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about every shot. It was just in my head, like, oh, my gosh, don't shank this.
And see, that's the problem with being an athlete, because Carson's an actual athlete, is that when you can't do something, it drives you insane.
Yeah.
Right? Because you feel like you're an athlete, so you're coordinated. But golf is different.
Yeah,
golf is just different.
100%.
It does
different.
Not go with all the rules.
No, you don't have to be an athlete.
No, not at all.
At all. You could be a schlep.
Yep.
And you could not look the part at all, and you could play pretty good. But
you could be 800
look the part,
pounds.
You're terrible.
Yeah, if you're 800 pounds, you can play golf.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hate that it went so bad for you. I was hoping for just a little bit, you know, maybe a glimmer of hope here. You know?
I had one good putt. And that was the same.
A putt?
That was the highlight of my day.
One putt?
Oh, man, my putt game is on it. I got the putt game.
Well, maybe you should go to putt-putt.
Yeah. I do play a mean game, and I thought that would set me up perfectly because, you know, putt-putt, they have obstacles and stuff.
That's what I was going to say. Were you confused because there was no windmill?
Yeah. I was waiting for something to pop out of the ground.
Terrible.
Just oh, well, terrible. At least you played.
Yeah, you gave it a shot.
Well,
who cares?
Bree wants to get into it, so I think we're going to take some lessons.
Oh, no. Oh, now it's going to be a thing. Uh-oh.
It's a whole thing.
It's a great sport.
Yeah.
Love the sport.
Frustrating, but great.
It's like bowling. Anybody can really do it. I mean, if you have your arm.
And you better have patience.
Yeah.
You better have patience because one lesson's not going to fix it, brother.
Nope, that's true.
I've had so many lessons and I still suck.
Oh, my God. I went to golf camp in Palm Springs for a whole weekend. Like, my hands were blistered. It was so horrible. And
I've always wanted to do that.
No, you don't.
Where you go, well, I think I would, where you go in on like a Thursday and you stay for 4 days and it's just sun up to sundown golf.
Yeah, it sucks. and you have to get up early, and there's no bar, and there's like, and then you they have like lunch already. They have like lunch ready for you, and there's no bar, and then you have to play a game, and then there's no bar.
After the game I had on Saturday, I agree with you. That sounds terrible.
And then you go back to your beautiful resort, but you're so bone hurt, like every bone, even your fingers hurt, that you just bypass the pool and everything, and you just like hit the bed and go to sleep.
You don't even go to the bar.
There's no bar.
Tabloid trash is next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, I don't know if you guys saw it. It was crazy. I took pictures of it. But anyway, last night when I was driving back from the cabin, there was, I've never seen this in my life, a rainbow tornado.
No kidding.
It was insane. I'll show you the pictures after.
How do you have a rainbow tornado?
Because it was in a disturbance, the rainbow was. And you know, it's a light reflection. Usually it just is it's stagnant. But it was rotating.
Oh, that would be cool. I've never seen
cool.
that.
Super cool. It was a rotate. I mean, it wasn't really a tornado, but it was a rotating rainbow. It was insane. Oh. It was really cool. I'll show you the pictures here in a minute, but I've never seen the colors like actually spin.
That is wild.
It was bizarre. Yeah. It was really cool. All right. Hey, how about those Rockies? Woo! Woo! Yeah. Let's talk about this. The 50th game of the season ends in a loss.
They're the first team in history to lose all 19 seasons, like opening series.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Crazy.
It was their 59th game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, congratulations.
Yeah. In 130 years, there has never been a team as bad as the Colorado Rockies.
Nobody at this point has not won at least 10 games. At least 10 games at this point in the season.
And
the
Rockies are. Let's just talk about it.
Rockies are at number 9 right now.
At least we're number 1 at something, baby.
So good. Even my ex-husband texted me.
Terrible.
He's like, they're an embarrassment. I'm like, hey, you used to live here. Be quiet.
When are the fans just going to stop going?
That's what everybody's saying.
When are they going to stop going? Yeah. I mean, it's still average about 15,000 to 20,000 people every game. You got to stop at some point to get things to change.
Yeah, it's not good, my friends. It is not good. All right, Stranger Things, Season 5. The date has been announced. I know a lot of people are really excited about this. Here is, what is this number one?
It's just a small little clip.
Okay, here we go.
Everything changed.
need to be ready.
You might have heard on Friday that Taylor Swift regained full custody, if you will, of her albums, of her first six albums. She shared the news on Instagram, telling her fans she never thought she'd get her music back. She said that she'll just be walking, and all of a sudden, she'll just start crying.
Yeah.
She's so happy.
You know, and I didn't see any details on this either. I mean,
they
she
didn't
bought
say how
it
much.
From who? How much did she pay? What did she do? It's just out of nowhere, this thing got announced.
She bought it from whoever bought it from Scooter.
Shamrock, and, I think.
Yeah,
is the name of the
weird
company.
Name like that, yep. And they're saying that it could have cost like upwards of $1 billion.
Man, that sucks.
Right?
It's your music?
I know.
And you got to pay $1 billion for it?
I know. I bet she's just walking and crying because she can't believe she paid that much.
She's
like, oh my God, what the hell? Anyway, here is her and who is this guy, Jack somebody?
Jack Antonoff. He's the producer that helped her make a lot of the music.
Got it. Here they are celebrating. Number two. That was the last time you ever... See that? That's her like walking and crying. It's just, that's a great piece of audio, Schmidel.
It's a slow weekend. I don't know.
That one really delivered.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore. Speaking of Carson golfing, Happy Gilmore dropped the official trailer for Happy Gilmore yesterday. It comes out July 25th. Here it is.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try. But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Happy Gilmore sucks.
Oh, eat a bag of dicks!
How are you going to put Vienna through ballet school?
It's $75,000 a year. That's 4 years. That's 333 grand.
That's terrible math, Johnny. It's 300 grand. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Come on, you got to do it, Dad.
All right, let's go.
It's going to be good.
Looks really good.
I feel like
By the way, over the weekend, my wife and son went to see the Lilo and Stitch movie.
Loved it.
Absolutely loved it. That thing is kicking butt.
It sure is.
It is huge again this weekend.
Let's see here. Then Todd Chrisley, you know, from the Chrisleys, you know, just got pardoned and all that crap. Anyway, he gave a press conference on Friday. We still haven't seen Julie. His wife, we don't know where she is. I don't know what's going on with her. But anyway, he gave a press conference. Here's a little bit of it.
I want to thank first and foremost my Lord and Savior, because that's who got me through it. I want to thank President Trump. I want to thank the administration. I want to thank Alice Johnson. I want to thank every person that has prayed for us, that has stayed in the fight and that fought for the truth to come out. Even though this pardon has happened, I still was convicted of something that I did not do. It could be you. So I understand the shame that's around it, but I refuse to feed into that because shame is like a cancer that just spreads, and I have no shame.
You should have some shame. You should have a little bit of shame. A little bit of shame on you.
He sounds like he doesn't think he did anything wrong at all. It's crazy.
I know, but that's just who he is, too. I mean, if you watch the show, he is as cocky as they come. He really is. So, yeah, he should have some shame. He should be like, damn, I did sneak some money out of there.
No, Teflon Todd, man.
Yeah, Teflon Todd. That's what he's calling himself these days anyway. And by the way, I think that if Trump gives Diddy a pardon, that's going to be the biggest mistake of his entire career. People will go ballistic. There is no way that you should even think about giving Diddy a pardon. He said that he might, and 50 Cent, by the way, is going to go talk to the president and maybe, like, you know, shake him. Like, oh my God, are you an idiot? Because that's just dumb. I mean, that's the
I'm not sure he's going to need one.
Well, either way, my point is President Trump talking about giving him one is just dumb.
Probably should stay out of that.
His trial is not going the direction I thought it would.
Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? I didn't know this, you guys. Did you know that we're on number four of Meet the Parents? I stopped at number two.
I knew there was two, but
I didn't know there was a three. Where did I miss number three? Oh my God.
The Ben Stiller movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know where the circle of
Circle of Trust.
Circle of Trust. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, there's a Meet the Parents 4.
Cuz I know there's Meet the Parents and then I went to Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, right?
And then
that's where you lost
all
me.
That's all I got.
Well, there's a Meet the Parents 4 coming out and Ariana Grande is in it. I was like, do I need to find number three and watch it? I don't know. Yeah, Ariana Grande is going to play the love interest, I guess. Ben Stiller's son's, it's his girlfriend. So it's not Ben Stiller, because at first I read it, Ariana Grande is Ben Stiller's girlfriend. I was like, no, it's not. It's his son. All right. So anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, a horrific day in Boulder, Colorado yesterday. We'll give you some of the audio and some of the details that unfolded yesterday, and we'll play that for you when we come back. So hang on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.